For the seniors on Evanston's football team this year, a 5-0 start should feel familiar. As freshmen, the Red Devils started their season the exact same way. To start the 2018 season, Evanston defeated Altamont, Utah, Rollins, Riverton, Lander, and Powell. Then Evanston played Cody, and it all started crashing down. The 46-26 loss that the Bronx, then 3-1, handed the Red Devils started a slide from which Evanston could not recover. After that loss to Cody, Evanston went 2-19 over the next 2+ seasons. The Red Devils lost 3 of their final 4 games and exited the 3-A playoffs quietly in the quarterfinals. Then came 2019-8 and 2020-1-8. To seasons that made this year's success that much sweeter. Dizzy is about the only way to describe the type of turnaround Evanston has had in 2021. Evanston's season so far has been a showcase of both good fortune and good play under pressure. The Red Devils' first 4 victories came by a combined 14 points. Last week's 27-7 victory against Green River was the Red Devils' first wire-to-wire dominant victory. Now, once again, Evanston finds itself where it was 3 years ago, 5-0, ready to play Cody in an effort to keep the undefeated momentum going. The only slight difference this time as compared to 2018 is that this year Cody is also undefeated, bringing a 4-0 record into Friday's showdown in Unicanty. They are the last 2 undefeated teams in Class 3A. Evanston has been here before. The Red Devils' challenge is to have the previous sentence be impossible to say at the end of October. Cody Evanston is not the only game where 2 undefeated teams are meeting. The last 2 undefeated teams in Class 1A, 9-man, and the top 2 ranked, meet in Eastern Laramie County when Pine Bluffs hosts Shoshone. This might be the closest thing we have to a state championship game preview this week. Both have already proven themselves in their respective conference games. This non-conference matchup won't affect seeding but will definitely affect strategy, mentality, and approaches to a potential postseason rematch. For teams in Class 4A are 4-1. Of those 4, Sheridan appears to have the toughest task on their hands to move to 5-1 as the Bronx host Natrona. Of course, last year's 4 overtime epic between these teams isn't far from anyone's minds, and neither is the fact that the Bronx are coming off a loss for the first time this season. How will they respond? Wheatland and Torrington are the last 2 undefeated teams in the 2A East Conference standings, but the Trailblazers in particular pick up a tough challenge this week against Ghorn, winners of 2 straight and eager spoilers in the East race. We knew the 1A 6-man West was going to be wild, and so far it has not disappointed. The most intriguing game on the schedule this week is in Camp and Meeteetse. The Longhorns have given up 68 points in each of their last 2 games and yet still won them both. Can the track meets continue?